The first person we're going to hear from is a friend of mine. His name is Andrew Meeks. Andrew is a worship director at Grace Christian Fellowship, one of our main supporters who helped us launch the church. And Andrew has an amazing testimony about both God speaking and God healing. I shared it in my own words a number of months back, but I've been so encouraged by this testimony. I said, Andrew, would you come and would you share this with us? And what I want you to really hear this morning is God still does this kind of stuff, and we should pray for it, and we should expect it, and we should make room for it. So Andrew is going to build us up through a healing testimony.
All right, thank you. I think it's James, where he exhorts, and he's like, Elijah was a man just like you and me. And that was something that came to mind, like, this story is nothing about me. This is about God's power working through me. So if you hear things and you're like, oh, I could never get to that point, like, it's just God working through us. And so receive this in humility, and I'll share it in humility. So back in the summer of 2017, this was kind of a journey. Not kind of, it was a journey that my wife and I were on of seeking the Lord and desiring him to move in powerful ways. And so it was just an earnest and humble, like, God, I read the New Testament, I want to live like that. So a pastor friend of mine and myself and a team gets the opportunity to lead a chapel service the last Thursday of the month for a local outreach center. And the morning before that, this was Thursday morning, I just asked the Lord, I've never asked the Lord this before, but I asked him, who do you want to heal tonight at this service? And the name Sandra just came to my mind. And I was like, it was a very rushed prayer. I had about 5 minutes before I needed to go to work. So it's just like, God, I just want a name of somebody you want to heal. And I heard the name Sandra. And I was like, well, that was probably just me thinking of a name and probably just my thoughts. So we'll just see what happens with that and move on. And later that evening, we had a little prayer time before the actual chapel. And I shared with the pastor friend of mine that I heard the name Sandra. And so we just spent some time, like, asking the Lord to bless the evening and also wanting it to be clear that Sandra was there. You know, we didn't want to have, like, is there a Sandra in the house? You know, come on down kind of thing. So we didn't want it to be cheap and gimmicky. And as we were praying, my wife Katie actually had this image, and she was being kind of sarcastic, because she's like, what if Sandra just walked in with the Grease jacket, the pink ladies jacket from Sandy, the movie Grease? You guys know what I'm talking about? So what if she just walked in with that jacket on, and that was how we knew that was Sandra? It's like, that's random. We'll get to that later. So we go to this, go to the chapel. I lead the music, so we sing some songs. Dave does the sermon, and then we leave room for a prayer at the end. And normally when we ask people if they want prayer, they just kind of leave really quickly. But there was a woman that stayed, and she looked like she was waiting for us. So I went up to her and I was like, hey, you know, would you like prayer for anything? And she's like, I do, but I feel so selfish asking for it. And so I was like, well, what's your name? And we're all standing around her at this point, and she's like, my name is Sandra. And then we all go, and she's like, too. So don't do that in your prayer time. Like, oh, don't freak him out. But it was just like, whoa, it's Sandra. And so we asked her to share why she wanted healing. She had a broken jaw from an abusive relationship that she was getting at this center for. And she was due for surgery to wire her jaw shut in the next about 5 days so that it could heal. She was completely numb all the way through her jaw, and she only could open it about 2 inches to talk. So I said, Sandra, the Lord has given me your name in a specific request to who he wants to heal tonight, and I believe He's given us faith that he would heal you tonight. Can we pray for you? So we prayed for her, and we stopped praying, and this is the question I'd love to ask. Do you feel anything different? And so she's like, yeah, you know, she poked her gum, and she's like, I can actually feel myself poking my gum. And then she could open up her mouth a few more inches. And so I was like, well, let's pray again. So we prayed again, and then again, favorite question, do you feel anything different? And she had full range in her mouth, and she had none of the numbness that was there. So we're all just ecstatic, like, that's amazing. And while I was praying for her, so I had my hand right here on her face, and then my left hand on her right collarbone, we were laying hands on her, and I felt this very large bump in her collarbone, and it was sticking out about that far. And I was like, well, what's this bump? And she's like, well, a different boyfriend 7 years ago broke my collarbone, and it healed incorrectly. And so I was like, the Lord healed your jaw. Can we pray for healing for your collarbone? And before we actually prayed for that, we read that James 5 passage, and she had an opportunity to confess some sin, and it was that she was struggling with being mean with her words to some people that were around her. And so it was this, not just a physical healing, but also an inward healing for some hurts and sin that she had been going through. So we prayed again, and I said, okay, now I want you to do something you couldn't do before, like raise your arm above your head. And so kind of do a pitcher stretch. So she does this, and then when she comes down, her collarbone is completely smooth. I've never seen anything like that before. My pastor hasn't. But God is good to heal physically, and he's good to heal our emotional and spiritual sickness as well. He's a holistic God, and he promises to. And let's see if there's anything else. So after we prayed for her, we were just talking with her, and she had an opportunity to pray for one of her other roommates. And I told her, I was like, God has healed your mouth spiritually and physically so that you can speak life and not use mean words, but use, I guess, life words to bless now. So she had the opportunity to pray for one of her bunkmates. And afterwards, we were talking to Sandra, and Katie was just sharing kind of that vision, or just, it was really a thought of the Sandy jacket, or the pink lady's jacket from Greece. And Sandra's like, that's who I was named after, was Sandy from the movie Greece. And it's little things like that. God is very personal and very involved in our lives, and he's willing to reveal that to faithful people for the encouragement of brothers and sisters. So God is good, isn't he? Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. That's awesome. I just want to piggyback off something you said, that God is a personal God. He's not just a distant God, but he's involved in the details. And I love that about God. And that's actually what some of the spontaneous gifts do, is remind us that theological truth and some of the rules in Scripture, they're not intended to be distant, impersonal. The ministry of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit, what it helps us do is it helps remind us, oh yeah, that's not just a truth back then in the old book. It really is also true in my life right now, and God is present in these circumstances right now. It never is adding anything to Scripture, but it helps bring home the truths of Scripture in a way that gives them extra focus in our lives and helps us be motivated to continue living them out.